Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Guess what time it is? It is time for the Mecklenburg County Senior Games, who has something for everyone. If you are 50 years old, I need you to keep listening. If you know someone 50 years old, mom, dad, grandma, whomever, Trina's back. Trina Palmer, our recreation coordinator for senior services with Mecklenburg County Park and Recreation, is back.
Thank you for having me back again, and this is an exciting time of year. Our registrations for the 2020 Senior Games are due this Sunday. Quickly grab a registration packet offline or go to one of our rec centers and pick it up and get it in, because this is the last time to register to have fun.
Yeah. So it's this weekend, y'all. This weekend is, I say y'all. Why do I do that? This weekend, you guys, is the last weekend to register, and I need you to go right now to seniorgames@mecnc.gov, right? If you don't want to get online, you can call 980-314-1328.
Can't register online, regretfully. They can go and get the registration packet, but they have to go to one of our rec centers to turn it in.
All right, go to the rec center, turn it in. If you've got any questions, call 980-314-1328. When you say senior, right, it's so stigmatized.
Oh, but you got to meet our seniors in Senior Games.
All right, tell us stories, darling.
Oh, we have 92-year-olds out in the heat doing all kinds of things, having fun, playing cornhole, bocce ball, football throw. We even have some that participate in track and field in their late 80s. They're out there running the 50-yard dash and doing long jump. But there's a lot more to Senior Games than being in prime athletic condition. There's a lot of other things you can do that are fun and not as strenuous. What I call lawn games, cornhole, shuffleboard, bocce ball, croquet is still in there. Horseshoes is still in there. Or if you're creative, if you use the other side of your brain and are extremely creative, we would love to have you enter your photography, your ceramics, your weaving, your writing, essays, poems, or your performing. Singing, dancing, or playing an instrument, any of that. We welcome all of that. And what's nice about Senior Games is that in the athletic part, you only compete against someone in the same five-year age group. So 50 to 54-year-olds compete against each other, all the way up to 90 to 94-year-olds compete against each other. I work for Park and Rec, and we have leagues, right? We have leagues for basketball, volleyball, all tennis, all that kind of stuff. But you have to play against people maybe 20 years younger than you are. So we don't get a lot of 50, 60-year-olds in our leagues at Park and Rec. So this is the time to come out and shine, because you're not going to meet anybody any older than 5 years younger than you.
Okay.
So it's a great place to do all this. Do check IDs in their pictures.
I love the performing arts piece of this, because stand-up comedy, dance, instrumental, vocal, cheerleading.
Yes, we would love to have more senior groups cheerlead. Yes. We have one group that comes out about every other year, and then they take the other years off. But they're really good, and they've won the state competition. Our local cheerleaders have gone to the state and won the state competition.
Hold up, you can win here and move on?
Yes. If you place in the top three positions and locally, you can go to the state games. And for the athletic part, if you win there at the state games, you get to go to national competition. And we have some national winners, including a 92-year-old swimmer. Yep, who has won at the nationals this past summer.
This is a thing we didn't even know about.
It's a well-kept secret.
Because how many people competed last year?
We have about 300 is all, even though there's 65,000 seniors over the age of 65 in Mecklenburg County. So we get a mere little pinch of all the people who could compete, especially since you can start competing at 50.
So how much is this going to cost, an arm and a leg?
At this time, it's $25. You could be in performing arts for that, playing cornhole. The only time we charge more than the $25 is if the venue charges us. Like if you're going to bowl, you have to pay the bowling league. If you're going to play golf, we have to pay the tee fees. So, but everything else you can do for $25. And some of our 80-year-olds even Participate in 10 or more events for that $25.
They're going to get their money's worth.
Oh, they sure are.
And normally when we say senior centers, there's a bunch of them around. But this particular senior games that has something for everyone is going to be at the Levine Senior Center in Matthews.
That's for the performing arts on May 9th.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to mark the calendars for May 9th, but we have to get the applications in
this Sunday by 5 p.m. And our centers close promptly at 5 p.m. on Sundays. So you've got to make sure you get there. If you can do it on Saturday, don't risk missing the opportunity.
So there's archery, there's bowling, table tennis, badminton, basketball, billiards, racquetball, swimming, football, football throw, shuffleboard, cornhole, golf, softball throw, tennis, croquet. Now, I'm showing my age. We had a croquet set in our backyard.
Oh, we did too. We had one when I was growing up.
That was my way of playing golf.
That's about as good as golf as I am too.
What is this, pickleball?
Pickleball is the fastest growing sport in the country and not just for seniors.
Pickleball.
Pickleball is. It's been around almost 20 years now, but it's just kind of come to North Carolina finally in the last 5 years.
So there's no pickles involved?
No, no. It's a combination of table tennis and badminton, kind of.
You do have cycling.
We have cycling at Charlotte Motor Speedway. You get to race your bike on Charlotte Motor Speedway if you cycle with us.
And then there's something called a fun walk.
That's just for fun. It's just what it says.
And then you got the 5K, of course.
5K. Something for everyone. The hardcore athlete might want to run the 5K, and the 92-year-old often might participate in the fun walk.
Okay, this began in 1985.
Locally and statewide. We had one of the first senior games in this state was the Mecklenburg County one.
So my question to Tina this morning, the million-dollar question, is how can we keep ourselves young? How can we keep ourselves young?
The best ways to keep yourself young are mentally stimulated, physically stimulated, and socially stimulated. So if you're socially isolated, which means nobody's calling you or coming by to see you and you're not getting out to see them, that's as bad as smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day. And it's not just up and moving around. It's you're not socially engaging, using your brain to have conversations with people. So we need to keep seniors, all of us, and I'm 64, keep us active, both mentally, physically, and socially. And that's why the silver arts, all the creative poetry, writing, creating ceramics, doing wood carving, making jewelry is one of the categories. All of that keeps your brain engaged, and you will stay younger longer as long as your brain is engaged in learning something new and doing it.
Right, because it's not all about crossword puzzles.
Or Sudoku. No. It's learning something new, and better yet, doing it with other people. That's the social engagement part.
And then if you find positive people, you're like, ding, 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 bonus points.
Yes, yes. And people who want to be active mentally, physically, and socially are pretty good at this. They're good at keeping other people engaged as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a very good thing.
So seniors have some poetry deep down inside.
Good poetry. And we asked the winners of the poetry contest to read their poems at the performing arts that will be May 9th. And the last couple of years, they've come out and done that. And it's impressive. You could hear a pin drop in that audience. Because these ladies that read it are as good as actors as they are writers.
Ooh, tell us about one. Tell us about one.
One was written about coming of age in another country and having to learn our customs when her family moved here when she was 8.
Oh.
And what it was like to come to a country where you don't speak the language when you first arrive, but you have to learn the customs to be accepted. It was heart-wrenching.
Interesting. Any other ones that come to mind?
Oh, the last 2 years, a woman has danced in the performing arts, and she's in her late 70s. And last year when she came, she brought half the audience because the people that work with her at McDonald's here in town love her so much and actually helped her perform in practice. They came out and they were a rowdy bunch in the crowd, but it lit her up. She was an inspiration to those young people that she works with.
You know, I didn't know there was a senior beauty pageant either. Like, there's senior beauty pageants out there.
Yes, there are.
There are senior queens walking around.
Mm-hmm.
And they still do the lashes.
Oh, yes. I don't think we've had one in town for a while. But I remember when I first moved to town in 1986, there was a senior beauty pageant still going on in Charlotte.
So Mecklenburg County, you guys have been doing this since 1985.
Mm-hmm.
So engaged with the heartbeat of the senior citizen.
Yes.
So when I say that, the last show we did was giving away fans to senior citizens when it was very, very hot outside.
Oh, July and August. Whew.
So do seniors ever, I know they voice their opinion.
Yes, they do. And we like that because we want to know what we're doing right and what we could do better. They're free to say that.
What do you get out of it, Trina? You have a very colorful life. I like that about you.
I've done a lot over my years, coming from a small town in upper state New York on a farm all the way to the big city of Charlotte. And I've been here since 1986 and love it. But I think what's so great about being around seniors is their experience, which they want to share with you. And especially the older seniors, because we still have the greatest generation coming to our senior centers. They're coming for lunch because of the social part. They come and work out in the weight room and on the treadmill, whatever they can get their hands on, they're in there working. And that's an inspiration because that's why they're still in their 80s and 90s and coming to a senior center is because they've done this for a while. So they're a wonderful example, and they'll tell you to keep your chin up and keep trying. Because if you give up, the alternative is really bad. You'll be 6 feet under. And they're very honest about telling you that.
I know you can't create another program right now, but as you mentioned, seniors love sharing their knowledge and wisdom. And we miss that. We miss that opportunity in the United States with seniors because we love to tuck them away. So if you had a senior advice line.
That's an idea. I hadn't thought about that.
Younger girls, they want to know, how do I, you know, succeed? How do I pick a mate?
Mm-hmm.
How do I cook? How do I? It will be called, how do I?
Because one thing we did a while back, and those seniors have since died off, we had a program where the children could come in, and they were primarily middle schoolers that came, older middle schoolers that came, and they would just sit in the room. And at every table, there would be one senior, and the kids could sit with them, and then you know, another table, another senior. And they could go from table to table, and they picked the topic they wanted to talk about. Like, I remember this one woman spoke about meeting her husband-to-be for the first time. What impressed her, how she compared him with other ones, how it helped her pick somebody that really would be a good life mate. And they were together like 60-some years before he passed. And then others, there were a couple vets who talked about being in World War II at different tables, what it was like, when they went, how scared they were, what it was like when they were there, where they were terrified, and then what it was like when they came home and had to readjust to being at home again. One man talked about picking his first car and what it took. And he, I guess his first car was a 1951 something, if I remember correctly, and what it was like driving for the first time and all of that. And the kids just kind of soaked it up. But then while they were there, like the lady that spoke about meeting her husband-to-be for the first time, then she would ask the kids at their table, you know, do you have any questions about dating? Because middle schoolers that do. Do you have questions about dating? That kind of stuff. Finance, somebody talked about the first time they signed a loan for their house and how frightening that was. Way back in the 60s, and what they learned from doing that. And so it's truly, it was an exchange. Mm-hmm. It was being able to unload some of their wisdom. And so a lot of the seniors would do that because their grandchildren had aged past the time when they would sit with grandma and listen to grandma, and they knew they had wisdom to share, but they had moved on to be teenagers, dating, yeah, going off to college, so they didn't spend much time with grandma and grandpa. But these grandma and grandpas had time to spend.
That is so cool. If you're just now tuning in, we have Trina Palmer, our recreation coordinator for senior services with Mecklenburg County Park and Recreation. It's Mecklenburg County Senior Games, who has something for everyone. You just don't have to sprint or do a 5K. You can do your poetry. I like the comedian part of it, right?
I would love for a stand-up comic to you only have 3 minutes, so it shouldn't be quite as terrifying. You don't have to fill a long time with stand-up comedy. But I would love to have that. We have dancers, instrumentalists, singers, you know, all of that. But we've never had anybody sign up to do the comedy, and I would love to see some stand-up comedy.
All right, I'm challenging you, who are listening, to find us a comedian who's 50 who can compete in the senior games.
We'd love it.
Yeah.
Remember, 50 is the new 70. So, but 50 seems awfully young, and people who are 50 don't want to be in the senior games. But we got a lot of 50-year-olds who are willing to do it. And many of them are second generation. Their parents were in senior games, and they do it, follow in their footsteps.
You should have a matchmaking senior situation. Maybe? I don't know.
Like the love, what is that game show? The dating game.
The
right?
dating game.
But for seniors.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of dating, do you ever run across seniors who want to, they just want a hug or an ear to hear about they lost their loved one? Because I don't know if we get to mourn as long as we should or what mourning really should look like. But just say and share how wonderful your spouse was.
Yeah, we get a lot of that. They find each other in the centers. And often what will happen is someone who has been widowed for a while consents. Widowed or widowed, they'll gravitate towards someone who maybe has recently lost a spouse and just be supportive. Just to be supportive, just to understand. A lot of times they don't want to talk about that person, but they want someone who understands the loss they sense without having to talk about it, which is as precious as when they are ready to talk, having someone who will listen and understand the pain of losing someone they've been married to 60 years. I mean, I'm 64, and we've had people come into the senior center who have been married to their spouses for 65 or more years because they're in their 90s now. So that when they lose someone who they've been married to for 20 or more years, I've always said they lose a part of their heart. It kind of goes dead. So they need people who understand that feeling.
Yeah, and to have vitality still after your mate. You know, because you do become as one.
You do become as one. And the house seems so empty. Their lives seem so empty. So that's the value of our senior programming in Mecklenburg County Park and Rec, is we give them a reason to come out and find other people to do things. I say you can always find someone who has a like interest to come and hang with. That's what teen centers are about, finding somebody who has similar interest and hang with them. We do that at our senior programming and our senior centers.
Oh, do you have a senior prom? That would be cool.
We have in past years. I don't know if we've got another one. Because what I've always wanted to do was to tap the fraternities and sororities at the universities to come be the dance partners of people who don't have a spouse anymore. I think that would be a wonderful partnership we could have.
Wow. Do you guys ever partner with the Better Business Bureau or some type of agency so seniors don't get scammed?
Oh, yes. There's a sheriff coming out to Tivola later this month. So we invite the BBB or the Sheriff's Department or the post office, because there's a lot of postal fraud going on, and they can come out and talk to the seniors about what they need to do to prepare for that and not be caught off guard.
Yeah, we do get caught off guard with these robocalls. Oh,
all the time. All the time.
How do they get our numbers? I think they got our numbers. This is my conspiracy theory. They got our numbers when we signed up for the do not call list.
But you often give your number when you're signing up for anything online, whether it's Sears and Roebuck. I can say that because they're not alive anymore. Something like that. You gave them their phone number, and so they can get in and get it.
All right. Stay young. Stay vivacious. Become the old you or the new you or whatever you need
to
do.
The new you.
The new you.
Recreate yourself.
And you can do that with Mecklenburg County Senior Games. You can do that with Mecklenburg County, period.
We have people who play basketball, especially the women who never had the opportunity. And so they get recruited by basketball teams to play in senior games. And they never played basketball when they were younger. So they're playing basketball for the first time ever. They meet once a week and practice year round.
What an adrenaline rush.
Yeah, they love it.
If you're 50 years old or you know somebody who's 50 years old, I need you to go online, and that is seniorgames@mecnc.gov, seniorgames@mecnc.gov, or call 980-314-1328. Trina Palmer, our recreation coordinator for senior services with Mecklenburg County Park and Recreation, is sharing all the goodness, all the wisdom.
Wisdom and energy that seniors can have. Everybody says they think they sit around and talk about all their aches and pains and illnesses. Let me tell you, in our programming, yeah, there's a little bit of that going on. But a lot of it is they want to forget about their aches and pains, so they come out to hang with some buds and enjoy life again.
Come out and hang.
Come out and hang.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be a judge.
She's going to be a judge. I'm so excited at Performing Arts May 9th at the Levine Senior Center in Matthews. Francine, don't forget, we've made a call out today that we would love to have fraternities and sororities adopt a dance or something like that, where the young men and women and some alumni would come out and be the dance partners for people who've lost their spouses. Wouldn't that be a great thing to do in this community?
Heartwarming.
Yeah, let's put a smile on some seniors' faces and get those toes a-tapping. I'm so excited.
Thank you
for saying you'll do that.
You're welcome. All right, go right now. It's seniorgames@mecnc.gov. All right, your 1 hour of public talk radio is up. What do you got planned for this weekend? Get to know the family a little more. Eat something good, and I'll meet you back here next weekend, same time, same station. I'm your hostess of the mostest, Francie Marie. Until we meet, I need you to have a good week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for the Francie Marie Show, where we address issues concerning you and your family.
That's all for now. See you next week.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing. The Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.